This is an auditing demonstration with comments by LRH given on the 28th of November 1963. Its title is TV Demo, Auditing Demo with Comments by LRH. This tape is 78 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, we've got a demonstration coming up here. Three 20-minute demonstrations, and what I want cleared is today, has anybody missed a withhold on you? And that's supposed to be cleared up in model session, and the session wound up and so forth and so on. We plan these sessions for about 20 minutes each, and we'll actually cut into the session if it starts overrunning. Okay, carry on.
Okay. Valerie? We're going to run a session here, a 20-minute session, and the body of the session will consist only of this question. Today, has anybody missed a withhold on you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, start what is in this room.
Yeah.
Good. Please squeeze against. Thank you. You're getting half a dial, 3 1/2. Sensitivity 1.
They're large cans for me. I don't like cans as large as this.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, there could be no less of this change. Can you put up with it?
Yes, oh yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, start with you if I begin the session now.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Start of session. Has this session started for you?
Yeah.
Good. What course do you like to set for this session?
To survive it.
All right. Thank you.
To feel a bit less hopeless at the end of it than I do now. Nice high tone goals for you. Surprised, Jenny came and yanked me out of the lavatory. Last thing I was expecting was to be PC. It took me rather by surprise. I was feeling a bit lost. And there I was, and all of a sudden someone banged on the door and says, Valerie, come be PC. So I haven't quite arrived yet.
Is holding your attention.
Well, yes, my stomach. I wasn't feeling all that well. It slightly got my attention. That's all. It feels peculiar.
All right. Thank you very much. And I'd like now to go over to this question, mm-hmm. which I will first start asking of you, mm-hmm. and then I will check on the meter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good. Today, has anyone missed a withhold on you?
Well, yes. You've caught me on a bad day. I'm sorry, Constantine. not so much a bad day as a bad week, I suppose, or a bad fortnight. Misses on me. How hopeless I feel at the moment, you know? That makes me feel terribly grieving. I think the one thing that I never communicate to anyone is how hopeless I feel at the moment. Bit as if I've been walking around in the most almighty bypass charge for such a long time. I've got used to it, you know. Look at myself in the mirror and I think, by Christ, how ghastly I look, you know, and I think probably no one here realizes how I look when I feel all right, you know? And I said, it struck me today that probably no one realizes how lousy I feel, you know, if someone walks around looking lousy for a month, it sort of doesn't strike you there's anything different about it when you happen to look at them one day and see them looking lousy, you know. If you sort of look alright for most of the time, then you suddenly look bad, people sort of ask you what's happening. And I sort of feel, I've looked so lousy for such a long time. No one realizes just how lousy I am feeling at the moment. I sort of feel, well, I don't know, I suppose I should sort of communicate it to someone, otherwise how can they help me? I the biggest thing I suppress is... I'll never let anyone know when things are really going badly with me. I think it's as if... The worse I feel, the more I never communicate it to people. Or at least, probably to never communicate it to someone that can help me. I was walking over to practical today, and Joe wanted to stop me and said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, pretty lousy." And I said, "The one thing that I do is that I never blow because I'm too far below it. I just stand around here in apathy." And I was thinking about this. I walked off. I thought, I don't know. I think this is what everyone misses on me. The fact that I just sort of... I'm actually below blowing. I just sort of feel I'm stuck here forever. I haven't really got... I've never really taken upon myself to tell someone what's happening to me. I expect them to know. And I suppose they'd miss it on me. Perhaps I even make them guilty. I suppose I do it to sort of make guilty. I expect people to come along and help me, you know, when I'm like this. I actually make people guilty for not coming along and helping me, you know. I'll never tell them. I expect them to come along and do something for me. Well, that's one.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I blow my nose?
Okay, put the cans down.
Seems a funny place to sit and cry about all this when you're in the middle of a demonstration. I'm sorry, it's just the way I was feeling at the time. I just keep on shaking. I've got it off to most people now. If I wanted to get it off, my God, I've certainly had the opportunity to get it off.
Right, how does that feel?
Yeah, that makes me laugh. I feel a proper victim.
Good. Okay. Thank you. I just thought if we end off the body of the session here.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything you would care to ask or say before I do so?
No, I think it's the funniest session I've ever had. Fair enough.
All right. End of body of the session.
Thank you.
You made any of the goals you have set for the session? One is to survive it.
Yeah, I've done that.
Thank you.
I'm even laughing. I was very ill. Morrison once said that when he was being audited opposite me, he could never tell. 1 minute I was laughing, the next minute I was crying. I seemed to go up. So.
Okay. Number two, to feel a bit less hopeless by the end of it than I feel now.
Yes, I've achieved that.
Thank you for making these goals.
Yeah. I've certainly got off my miss with hold to everyone now.
Okay. Have you made any other gains in this session that you would care to mention?
Sorry, I keep shaking. My tummy feels a bit more settled. Sorry. Can't just keep shaking, sorry.
All right, well, thank you for making this game.
Mm-hmm.
Please squeeze the cans. Are you having this? It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Christ.
What are you going to do when you finish this session?
Stop shaking, I hope. I'm going to go back and pick up my handbag. I can't remember where I left it, I think impractical. And then go and sit down and watch the TV demo. some other poor soul, I guess.
Okay. Is there anything you would care to ask yourself for in this session?
No, thank you, Constantine.
Okay, you're most welcome. We start with you for the session now.
Yeah.
All right. End of session.
Thank you.
Has the session ended for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Take me off the meter.
Thank you.
Adjusted.
Well, spider's webs in this can.
Oh. All right. Now, look around the room. Tell me, is it all right to order in this room?
I could see through that thing over there, I might be able to say no, you know. I guess so.
All right. Can you give me a Ken squeeze, please? Okay, that's fine. All right, and what we're going to be doing in this session is to clean up Miss Withhold's for today.
All right.
Okay. Good. Now, is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yeah.
All right. Start of session. Mm-hmm. Has the session started for you?
Yeah.
Good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
To survive it.
All right.
Well, not to incriminate anyone.
Okay.
Well, just to answer the question, the actual question, you know, without sort of pulling in anything else.
Very good. Okay. Is that it?
I think there should be some more, I think. Well, to get on all right with you as an auditor.
Okay.
Peculiar humming noises and squeals and things on this room. It's rather like a gas chamber or something of that nature. Well, to feel comfortable at the end of the session.
Okay.
I think that's about it. I don't think I can stretch that out much longer.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Just one moment. I'm going to adjust the earphones. They're slipping out of my ears.
Oh, right.
And my chair. I hope that movement didn't shift the meter. Okay.
You look very medical.
Very good. All right. Is it all right with you if we go on with the body of the session?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not doing mid-roots as well.
All right, the auditing question is going to be today, has anyone missed a withhold on you?
Mm.
All right, do you understand the question?
Yes, yes. It means to me today, has anyone done anything that re-stimulated me? And what have they done? Sort of thing, you know. Rather than what I've done being someone else's action.
Alright. Did you happen to hear that?
I heard something. I didn't hear actually what he said.
Fine. Okay. Good. Alright, what is a withhold?
Well, a withhold is something I've done.
Alright.
So, a withhold is something I've done that's been re-stimulated by someone else.
I don't get that.
Well, something
Oh,
yeah, we're in?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm in sort of mystery as to what's going on.
Fair enough. Okay. Would you give me what you gave me again, please?
Yeah, it's something that a contra-survival act that has been re-simulated by another, not disclosed. That's the definition.
All right, that's the definition. Mm. All right, let's begin in the beginning. Mm. Again, what's a withhold?
A withhold is something that I've done which is contra-survival. Yeah.
All right.
Which I have withheld.
Fair enough.
Right?
All right, and a missed withhold?
Is something like that that's been re-stimulated someone else, by someone else's action.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, your doingness, though.
Yeah, the original doingness of mine, which someone else has re-stimulated again, something. See what I mean? Something that I have done at some time or other, that's been re-stimulated today by someone else. That's what I understand is what you want.
All right. Once again, give me what a missed withhold is.
It's something that I have done that has been re-stimulated by somebody else.
I don't get how it's been re-stimulated by someone else.
Well, say I have blown the course, say, right, at some time, which is, an overt, right, and say I was withholding it from someone, and then someone then that was a long time ago, say, and then somebody says to me, suddenly looks at me and says, how do you feel about blowing courses, and I might remember that I have a withhold that I blew the course. And that would be a missed withhold. The incident of him saying this to me would be the missed withhold. That's my understanding of a missed withhold.
Let me see if I get it straight. Right. The incident of someone saying this.
Yes. Well, the withhold is not the missed. The withhold is that I blew the course. The missed withhold is someone saying to me the incident where it's missed is when someone said to me, what about blowing courses or something of this nature?
Fair enough. They missed that you had, all right?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Are you ready to go on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, and here's the auditing question. Today, has anyone missed a withhold on you?
Let me think. I'll have to have a look over today and see. I had an auditing session this morning. I don't know whether there's anything missed in the auditing session. I remember you banging on the table. I don't think that was a missed withhold. I can't remember ever having banged on the table. Yes, last week I banged on the table, I think. And your banging on the table may have re-stimulated that. What else now? There may have been some missed withholds in the session because I was nattering a lot. On the other hand, I've been nattering a long time. And if there was a missed withhold in relation to my nattering this morning, it wasn't missed today. It must have been missed quite a long time ago. I think Dick may have missed the withhold. He was making remarks about a book that I had lent him. And He had a session next door to me. And he was making a lot of remarks about some book, and it sort of cut my Itza line a bit. And I couldn't know what the list was hold then. Perhaps maybe I had probably, I may have lent him, or lent him the book to, it would be an exception over to lend him the book, because it was nothing to do with Scientology, and would take his attention off his studies. You'd probably get a good laugh out of this, wouldn't you? He referred to, it was a book by Uspensky, actually, about Gurdjieff's work, and he referred to Gurdjieff as a little Hubbard, and I thought, well, I don't know about that. It's difficult to evaluate, you know, one from the other. That was the session. I didn't think there was anything else. I didn't feel that my auditor had missed any withholds in the session. You know, I didn't feel nattery about him. And then I went on the bus into town. And oh, no, I didn't go into the bus, because the bus had broken down. And I went in with Edgar. But in the bus, before we decided the bus had broken down, I made some remark about blowing. I wasn't seriously thinking of blowing or anything. I said something about blowing, and the someone said, well, I'll keep an eye on me over the lunch, and I said, well, if I was going to blow, I wouldn't be saying remarks about blowing. and then I thought, well, perhaps it would be a good idea. I say I wanted to blow. So then if I said I'm blowing like that, no one would believe me, you see? And I guess I'd make a clean getaway. Oh, I know some miswithhold, yes. I don't think it was a miswithhold in the lunch hour particularly. Perhaps the national insurance people, and perhaps the post office people. I don't think they did. Herbie, yes. Herbie must have missed withhold on me. Herbie was ranting about something in the practical period, and he was giving his random rote procedure lecture, you know, the one that he often gives, about it being a wound up doll. How's it going now? It's got to be a routine rote procedure, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And I had the feeling that every now and then he looked at me, because I was finding it hard not to laugh at this point, you see. And every now and then he seemed to be looking in my direction, probably my imagination. And I had sort of committed an overt against Herbie the day before, because he had given an example of some experiment he'd done to prove something, you know. And I didn't think that... I criticised this. And I said, well, I didn't, more than criticise, I tried to make nothing of his experiment, you see, by saying that it didn't prove anything because there were a lot of things that were different from one situation to another. So I mean, it didn't actually. I mean, I was right in the sense that one of his experiments didn't. The other two were reasonably all right, and he went on to say. But the overt was that I was trying to make nothing of Herbie's experiment, which was no useful thing to do, you know? And he, looking at me, sort of made me think of that, you know? I thought that I had done the wrong thing in another way by saying, that, you know? Because it didn't do me any good, you know, to go around nattering. It's a sort of over against me as well as against him, you know. Because if one feels nattery, the best thing to do is to keep one's bloody mouth shut, you know. And so one only knows oneself when one's nattering. You know?
All right. Okay, how are you doing now?
All right.
Okay, that's
probably got plenty more, you know.
Okay, thank you very, very much. All right, we're going to have to end it off here.
Oh. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, is it all right if we just end it there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, all I can right. Tell my auditor the rest of it.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, I want to check to see whether you made any part of your goals for this session.
Mm.
Okay, one is to survive it.
Yes, I survived, all right. Pretty well, I thought, too.
Good. All right. Not to incriminate anyone.
No, I didn't incriminate anyone.
Okay. No. To answer the actual question without pulling in anything.
Yeah, I stuck pretty well to the actual question. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Oh, to get on all right with you as an author.
Oh, yes, I did all right with that.
Yeah. All right, to feel comfortable at the end of the session.
Yeah, I feel all right.
For making these goals?
Mm.
Have you made any other gains in this session that you'd care to mention?
Well, let me think. Well, I feel all right about these demonstrations, you know. I think, I don't think I'd like to have a long demonstration, you know. I wouldn't like to be a demonstration PC for a full session, you know, particularly. But on a short one, I don't mind. I thought I would dislike it, you know, but I find that I don't mind. That's fine. It's rather long winded to write down, but
okay, I got it though.
Yeah.
And thank you. All right, now let's have a can squeeze.
No.
All right. What is your having this process?
Feel that.
Alright. So the can's down, please. Okay. Alright, feel that tabletop.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Alright, feel the arms of the chair.
Yeah.
Thank you. Feel your shoulders.
Yeah.
Good. Feel the cans.
Yeah.
Alright, and feel the back of the meter. Thank you. Take the cans. All right. And squeeze them. Very good. That's better. All right. We're going to leave it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it all right with you if I end the session now?
Yeah.
Okay. End of session.
Right.
Okay. Is the session ended for you?
Yeah.
Good. Tell me I'm no longer
ordering. You're no longer ordering me.
Thank you.
All right. How's it? Seemed to you to be what it did here today. It seems all right, actually. It doesn't seem as though the TV camera is watching anything. Okay. All right. Is it all right to order in this room?
Mm. Well, I don't like all these electronic things, you know. You know, electricity and wires and things, but otherwise okay.
Very good. Okay, well now in this session, I'm going to ask you today, has anyone missed a withhold on you?
Hmm.
Okay.
Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Start of session.
Mm-hmm.
Has this session started for you?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Do you feel calm at the end of this? That's all.
Very good. Thank you. All right, well, I permitted to get a can squeezed during the session. I'm very sorry about that. So I'll do it now. Right. Squeeze the cans, please. Very good. Okay, the turn on there is at 2.0, and there's an eighth of an hour.
I don't know if I squeezed very hard or not. Very softly, actually.
Very good.
Do you want me to do it again?
Okay, well, I'll just check. Alright. Alright. Squeeze the cans, please. Thank you. Alright, that's half an hour. Okay. Alright, well now if it's alright, you will carry on here. Alright, I'll give you the question. Today, has anyone missed a withhold on you?
It feels as though lots of people have. You know, that's funny, Liz. Do you know, in theory and in practical this afternoon, I was longing for someone to pull Mr. Withholds on Jenny, because I had a feeling that Jenny missed something on me this afternoon, and it just happened. There is something, and I just didn't know what it was, and I knew I wouldn't be able to find it unless I sat with an auditor and looked for it. I knew what happened. I was in the basement, in the office here, and she said something about my voice being very, very sort of hard and harsh with the PC. And then I found myself defending myself. Oh God, let me see if I can get this right. I don't know if I said it, I felt like saying, no, I know. It wasn't, you know, or the PC didn't get it that way, or something like that. I just thought Sophie's just missed a withhold on me, because I was going to say, and then she asked me how much TA there was, and then I was just going to say it now. I told Sophie I wouldn't tell her how much TA she got till the end of the intensive. But Jenny asked me, and then she saw that it was quite good. And then she sort of, you know, wasn't critical of my speaking that way. But there was something, and I felt very funny. I walked out of there, and you know how you sort of feel sometimes you're sort of running away from something, where you sort of... wanting to get away.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get this damn thing. There was one thing. Jenny was watching the session this morning, and Sophie got a fright. And afterwards, she whispered in my ear, "Ask Sophie what happened just before this." And Sophie got a fright, and the TA blew down out of the whole division. And then she said, "Well, when Sophie feels a bit better, ask her what happened just before that." And as far as I knew, I said, "What happened?" And then I said to her, I didn't wait for an answer, and then I said, "What happened just before you got that fright?" Now that ties up with this afternoon. Jenny was talking to me, and she said, "But you didn't ask her what happened just before you got the fright." So I said, "Yes, I did." No. Jenny said, "Ask ask her what she was thinking about just before that."
Mm.
And I said, "Yes, I did ask her." And I thought, "No, I didn't. I asked her what happened just before that." And I got confused, but I knew I'd asked something like that. and there was some confusion there. I think Jenny missed on me, but I felt that although my voice may sound very abrupt and sort of, kind of callous and sort of hard to a PC, or it may sound like it to someone listening to the session, I feel that my PC feels the affinity flow, and I sort of don't bother with how I say something. I just sort of feel my PC knows. And I feel I can sort of say, what happened? In a very sort of abrupt and sort of uncaring way, you know, in tone of voice. But I feel my PC knows that that isn't so, and my PC doesn't, no PC sort of critical of that, or sorry, and worries about that, you know. That was one thing. I don't think Jenny got this. And then I said, but look, Sophie hasn't ARC broken about my tone of voice there. Then she said, no, well, the TA went up to 4 and got sticky. And, oh, I'm talking about cases, you know.
Carry on. Tell me what was next here.
Now I feel I shouldn't be talking about cases. You know, about my own PC and about what happens with my own PC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well now, just when did Jenny miss this with all?
It was this afternoon in the basement.
Very good.
Definitely.
Very good. What did she do to miss it?
I'm not quite sure what the withhold is that she missed.
Okay. All right.
I think it was the tone of voice. I was trying to get across to her that this tone of voice may apparently be like that, and I may apparently be very abrupt, but to me it doesn't seem like that, you know. She missed a kind of disagreement and wanting to assert something and then feeling foolish and feeling degraded for wanting to assert something. You know, I feel bad when I have to assert something, you know, defend myself or anything like that. That was what she missed.
Very good, okay. All right, now did anyone else miss that?
I told somebody about it, I think. Yeah, I told Don. Ties up into a little story. I told Don about it, and he was listening to a tape, and he told me afterwards at tea time that I just said that Jenny said that I spoke in a very hard way to the PC, you know. And he said the funny thing was, just as he put the tapes back on, you know, over his ears, the earphones, he heard Ron saying, "Doesn't matter what tone of voice you use with your PC." Hang on a sec. Yeah, this is something that's missed with me. It's a kind of attitude. I feel that I can, it's a bit like that thing with Val. She expects people to know how she is, you know, even though she sort of doesn't say it. Well, I expect people to know. Let's take a look. I expect people to not be taken in by a tone of voice. That's what it is.
Very good. Okay. Is that all there is on that one?
What's that?
I got an instruction from Ron then.
Do you want me to answer that question?
All right. Have you got an answer there?
I'm just a bit worried about that instruction.
Okay, he said not to repeat my question and to wind up the session.
All right. Is that all there is to that, Mr. Bethel? What do you want to know?
Yes.
Mm. No, it isn't actually. it's happened once before. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jenny said the same thing before about this hard tone of voice. And I know what she means because I know my voice sounds like that, you see. And there's the kind of agreement. But the disagreement is that the PC could care two hoots about it and that it affects the PC. Hmm.
Very good. Okay. Well, although there may be some more on this, if it's all right with you, I'd like to end this subject here.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it all right with you if we end the body of the session now?
I'd just like to check something with you.
Sure.
Is my needle flying around?
No.
Not?
Not at the moment.
Oh. All right.
All right. Okay. Well, is it right with you if we end the body of the session now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you care to ask or say before I do so?
Mm-mm.
All right. End of the body of the session.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you made any part of your goals for this session? I'll give it to you.
Mm.
Right. To feel calm at the end of it.
As a matter of fact, I haven't made that goal, no. But I've made some gains.
Okay. I'm sorry you didn't make that
goal. No, it's fine.
All right. Have you made any gains in this session you care to mention?
I found I was able to look. Didn't expect to be able to, you know. Yeah, and I feel I pinpointed that missed withhold. Though there may be some earlier ones similar, but that particular one this afternoon today, I pinpointed, and I feel good about that.
Very good. Thank you for making that gain.
Mm.
All right, well, I'd just like to take a can squeeze here.
My hands are all sticky.
All right. All right. I'll just have to check how you've got those hands in. All right, just take hold of them. Very good. Okay. Please squeeze the cans. Very good. All right, that's half a dial there. How are you doing?
Fine.
Very good. Okay, well, we'll leave that there like it is.
All right, good.
All right. Is there anything you care to ask or say before I end this session?
No. except that you look a bit funny with those things around your ears. Like it's done up. You know, one of those people is a typist from dictaphones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Very good. All right. Is it all right with you if I end this session now?
Mm.
Okay. End of session. Has this session ended for you? Very good. Tell me I'm no longer auditing you.
I'm no longer auditing you.
Very good.
All right. Here we are with a comments on these sessions. And we have sessions 1, 2, and 3. And I would have been happy to have commented on these things as they were done while they were fresh in your memory. The only difficulty with that, of course, is the auditor and PC have not removed themselves back over to the chapel and can't hear the comments being made on their session. The essence of this problem here is what you just have to remember. What's gone on in these sessions. These were the sessions of the 28th of November, and there are 3 student sessions here. We'll comment on them rapidly, one after the other. But first, before we get into the gruesome aspects of it, thank you very much. Very brave of you people to be on TV. It's too much for me. It frightens me to death being on TV. I get stage fright. All right. Now, here's the first session, Constantine auditing Valerie. Now, there's no reason for you to go out and blow your brains out or anything like that, Constantine, over this. But we need a bit of brush-up in some departments, and let's go into these things. Now, I didn't get the sound the first half of it. You're lucky there. I can't call anything wrong in the first half of it because I didn't get the sound. The sound was off up here, the first half of that, too faint. When I finally, it was a broken earplug, something. And when I did tune in, however, I could not help but notice a certain stony silence. A certain stony silence. But if I were being audited that way, I would think I had done something wrong as a PC. A stony silence is not a proper presence. There's no encouragement there. There's no auditor action and so forth. There's room there for little half acknowledgments and so forth. Let the PC know he's talking. Just don't sit there glumly looking at the PC, because the PC after a while will just start compulsively itsing. And that's in essence what this PC did. That's inviting itza by silence. Also reproving itza by silence in this particular case, because when the PC said something, nothing was ever given back to the PC at all. No mm-hmm. Now you can go mm-hmm along a lot too many times, but a nod now and then and some attention to the PC and so on is very much in action, very much called for. Now, at the end of the body of the session, there was no action, and then sudden lowering the boom by just ending the body of the session. Actually, the PC was not acknowledged at all at the end of the body of the session. In other words, there's no calm cycle in progress there at all. And you got a steady calm cycle, Constantine. You got a steady calm cycle. You're going to find out what an auditing cycle is. I don't care if we've introduced it and so forth, you got to study this. And you've got to get this down, and you can be grooved in quite a bit. And now you knew how to do it once. Now you've gone over the other side of it, and you've stopped doing it at all. Now, let me assure you that there is a middle ground of the correct action. It doesn't run from total talk by the auditor to no talk by the auditor, you see? There's a middle ground. There's a certain amount of talk here and acknowledgement and so forth. The old TR1, TR2, that sort of thing is what's out there. And did no acknowledgement of the PC, but only ended the session, and that's a lousy calm cycle. Get some more warmth and so forth. In actual fact, ending a body of a session that way is using the tools of auditing to cut itza. And under that heading, using the tools of auditing to cut itza, there are great, great, great many crimes. You can suddenly wave your pencil around in the air and be writing and so forth, so that the PC doesn't think you're paying a bit of attention to him. All right, cuts the PC's itza. You can misuse model session to cut PC's itza. But all this comes under the heading of this large classification, using the tools of auditing to cut the PC's itza. And it's very, very poor doing it that way. Now, there's an actual auditor comm lag going on here, Constantine. There's not picking it up, see? Picking it up. There's an actual auditor comm lag. When the PC says something or something is supposed to be done, the auditor should not remain silent at that time. An auditor should not pick up his comm lag. It's bad enough to have PCs that comm lag without having auditors that comm lag too. You understand? PC says, that's all, and the auditor says, oh, thank you. What's this, the PC says? See? When the PC says, that's all, see, the PC said, well, that's all. The auditor says, all right. In other words, there shouldn't be comm lags in there before the auditor does what he's supposed to do. Don't stand around waiting. You see, the introduction of itza has encouraged auditors to stand around and wait, to do nothing, to invite itza by silence, and brought in a whole bunch of new crimes that nobody had ever dreamed of before, and so forth. Well, itza is gotten within the absence of these crimes, and so forth. Now, you need to study your model session. Your model session wording is way out, and that needs to be studied and repassed. And you want to get some hope factor and some confidence instilled into the session, some warmth, and so forth. We don't need any sphinx-like attitude on an auditor. And just to summarize this, why you're to study the model session, the auditing comm cycles, and actually restudy itza. Now, this crazy comment, what are you going to do when we end the session, has never been heard of again. It was said by Constantine on the 28th of November, and then nobody else ever said it from there on for the next 2,000 years. You hear me? I don't know where that wild one come from, but I can see these things develop. I can see why you want a trick there to get the PC to think about much time, but it actually is a continuation of the session. All right. Other than that, Constantine, you did fine. PC did fine. And don't think I'm being very hard on you. I want a good auditor, and you're very capable of being a good auditor. So thank you for giving that session, giving me an opportunity to look over what you're doing and be able to give you a hand on it, okay? All right. And now we get to session number two, the placement of chair. The auditor didn't notice the PC then changed the chair. After the auditor places the chair and the PC moves the chair, the auditor should place the chair. It's simple as that. Of course, it operates the criticism with the PC, but that's the point of control of the session, is right there with the placement of the chair. PC moved the chair, was not in control in the session thereafter. That start was far too slow. Didn't have the PC's attention in order to start the session. PC was going rah, rah, and so forth, and you just started the session. You've got to get the PC's attention before you start the session. You want to get the PC's eyes right on you to start that session. Also, incidentally, having nothing really to do with auditing skill and so forth, I noticed that you really need to practice writing faster. With all the writing an auditor has to do, don't take that length of time to audit. Learn to write a little bit faster and you'll have an easier time of it. That's almost extraneous to auditing, but would help you out, and I noticed that in passing. They did something I told people not to do in the last demonstration that I commented on, which is you bled goals. After the PC has given a goal or two, then you ask for another goal. Never ask for additional goals. It's if you want to know what goals he'd like set for this session, and that's it. You never ask him again, are there any more goals, and so forth. You know, you can spend the whole session getting PCs to list goals. Never bleed goals off the PC. Just once, bang, and that's, you take it, and that's it, and you're away. You notice the PC in this particular instance was absolutely flabbergasted. He didn't quite know what he was expected to do or why, and you put a huge comm lag into the session there when you bled goals. Never bleed goals. Any of you. I thought you would have learned that last week. Now, the auditor, in this particular instance, also inactive under the guise of not cutting ITSA. Anytime an auditor doesn't want to do anything, he said, well, I didn't want to cut the PC's ITSA. Actually, we have to get a moderate look at this. Now, you didn't ever have to call, don't ever call the PC's attention to the auditor. If you've got adjust earphones, why, just adjust earphones. Don't say, is it all right with you if I adjust earphones and so forth. Don't keep calling PC's attention to auditor. Don't ever call a PC's attention to the meter. Don't ever call a PC's attention to the auditor. If you've got to do something, just do it. Put in an R factor if you want to, if you think it'll startle the PC, but in this particular case, there was nothing of that. That's perfectly all right, but in actual fact, avoid calling the PC's attention to the auditor, always. Now, the definition of the missed withhold. I think that's very remarkable because, you see, the PC never did define a withhold or a missed withhold. And therefore, this PC couldn't answer the auditing question because he didn't know what it is. And actually, this PC needs to be audited in that direction, needs to be trained in that direction. And the PC's case, any case advance this PC has, is hung up right on that point. You had an opportunity to cut this wide open, and actually you fell back from doing so. Now, I would have lowered the boom until the PC really knew what I was talking about. Because, of course, a missed withhold is a withhold, basically, is just not talking. And the PC never did bring this up. It's just not saying, I mean, the basis of it. And missed withhold, what did somebody else do that made him think that this had been keyed in? This PC had that defined as a motivator. And that needs to be straightened out, because PC's advance and so forth in processing is actually held up at this point. Right there, bang, no place else. And I've just written some directions for the PC's auditor. We can straighten that out, zingity bang. But you had an opportunity to straighten it out, and I want to call to your attention that the PC cannot tell you what the part of the session is, or what the part of the mind is, or what the auditing definition of something is. The PC then can't answer the question in relationship to it, because the PC doesn't know what it is. All right. Now, that was clearing the auditing question. Now, the PC once gave himself the auditing question, and a smart auditor is always in there repeating the auditing question. The PC said, let's see, all right, let's see, what's the question? Let's see, this session, anything is suppressed, I'm always in there, and I say, today has anything been suppressed, or whatever it is, since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed? I say, the question is, you know, keep control of it to that degree. Don't let PCs go giving themselves the question. Because they, at that moment, go on to self-audit, and you have to bring them back onto a session audit. Then, we already commented on auditor silence. Then there are quite a few model session errors, and the auditor here should study model session, get the comm cycle in, and get command clarification, and review missed withholds, HCOBs. And that's what this auditor should do. Thank you very much, Stan. I hope you don't think I'm being too cruel. Actually, you are one of the better auditors. Let's just make sure you stay that way and not go stepping on banana peels and going out into the blue just because an auditing style has changed. So thank you, Stan. Now we have session number 3. Model session errors, model session errors, model session errors, and so on. Study model session and could it be done in a hurricane? In other words, hurricane blowing, still be able to do model session. Roof falling in, still be able to do model session. You understand? That model session, poof, see, I mean, forgetting things like the can squeeze test and that sort of thing, that's corny. Now, side comment, having nothing to do with the auditor, having nothing to do with the auditor at all, but that PC he's having, this is awful low for a St. Hill student. And that has a lot to do with this PC's regular auditors. What do you mean, letting somebody sit around with that low a can squeeze? I think it's phenomenal. I think it's fantastic. How could you possibly have a student sit around with that much can squeeze, that tiny amount of can squeeze test? That just isn't enough to bother with. On a Mark V, a normal can squeeze is across the dial and 2 bounces off the pin. You got it? Not a half a dial. That's set at 1. That's set at 1 on a Mark V. That just isn't enough can squeeze. Why hasn't somebody noticed this and run this PC up the line till this PC's having this was in pretty good condition or find out what there is in the environment that's cutting the PC's having this down? That's pretty low for a St. Hill student. And any of these others of you have been putting up with that kind of can squeeze and so forth, realize that that little half a dial, blah, 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 that is not having this, man. Put it on the set mark, PC squeezes the cans, it bounces twice off of that pin. Hits, goes down and hits that pin from set to pin. Twice. Bang, bang, boom. That's the way it ought to look. If it doesn't look that way, your PC's having this is too low to be audited. How do you like that? All of you are sitting there saying, look, you know, my PC's having this is... It's only a quarter of an inch, and I've been auditing the PC. Yeah, you should hold your head in your hands, because that isn't enough haddingness for a PC to be audited on. A PC either hasn't eaten, or the PC is not sufficiently rested, or the PC is this, or the PC is that, or the PC is bothered by his environment, or has PTPs. But basically, has withholds, my God. You understand? Withholds, that sort of thing. That's what really cuts down haddingness. So your PC's having this that low, get the PC's having this up by normal having this processes and see if you can't pull the missed withholds. Run some OW. Let's get some auditing done around here if any of you have PCs who have can squeeze tests that are that small. You are then looking at a critical case. So let's do the necessary to make the case auditable. Much of you are going like that right now, I imagine. Now, this auditor is very indirective of the PC's attention, but also the auditor is in W, so it's not too serious. But there isn't really enough direction of the PC's attention going on in that session. Failure to direct the PC's attention is never excused by, I don't want to cut the PC's itza. You can direct the PC's attention without cutting the PC's itza. The auditor actually could have delineated the question there at one particular point and gotten the PC to find out what was the missed withhold. Actually, the auditor did not pull a missed withhold in that session. It required this question from the auditor. What did Jenny do that made you think she had almost found out something? See? That applied at the right moment. What did Jenny do that made you think she had almost found out something? That's the question to get the missed withhold, and it would have peeled off just like that, you see. The PC was floundering, trying to straighten it out and so forth. It's all right, let the PC talk. This isn't too serious because you as an auditor are still in W unit, but it would be serious in X. Well, there was an MS model session error on the goals question, and the auditor's voice tone was a bit bored at session end. A little brighter voice tone. And by the way, for the last can squeeze test, the auditor did herself, may have done herself out of some can squeeze because the needle was left on the pin over on the, as you face the meter, the left-hand side. I think the needle was lying right down against the pin when the can squeeze test was given, which, of course, you don't want it there. You want can squeeze test given from the needle it's set. And, of course, if it's down against the pin, you don't know how far it rose before it was visibly moved. That's all there is to that. Now, this sounds very, very vicious, and your auditing actually is pretty good. You have a very good reputation amongst the instructors as an auditor. Now, let's not let that down. Let's get to be better even than that. So thank you very much for giving that session. All right, on auditing in general, I think our modern fault in auditing, as I can sort the thing out, simply falls under these headings. You don't know your model session. Just don't know it. You're not good enough, sharp enough on model session. You ought to be able to purr model session off without any difficulty whatsoever. And we're going to reassign you to say in model session to the walls, the whole lot of you, and get your model session straightened up. Got that, instructors? All right. And the next thing I want to say is there is letting the PC itza, and there is sitting silent and inviting PC's itza when there is no auditing question. And I think a lot of you may be doing that. PC really doesn't have a question, is just talking. If you just sit silent and look at a PC, you are inviting itza, and the PC will talk. Learn that. Make a test of it. Just sit silent in front of a PC, and you'll see the PC will start talking. Well, that's all very fine. But don't do it in a session. PC hasn't got a question, so you sit silent and look at the PC. Now the PC's got to talk. But the PC actually doesn't have a question, and so forth. Auditing is auditing. ITSA is ITSA. There's a happy medium between cutting a PC's actual ITSA and being afraid to cut the PC's ITSA, so not doing anything. And you've just got to find the happy middle ground and stop caroming off both extremes of this thing. It's either cut the PC's ITSA to ribbons, you say to the question. Here's really cutting a PC's ITSA. In this session, has anything been suppressed? The PC says, thank you. All right, well, I didn't get any read on that, and so forth. All right, in this session, has anything been invalidated? Yes, you started invalidating my question. Well, I didn't have any read on the meter. Let's see now. In this session, has anything been suggested, and so forth? Well, by this time, of course, you got a roaring ARC break. That's cutting a PC's ITSA. Now, here's another way to mess up a PC. In this session, has anything been suppressed? PC says, don't think so. Auditor. Well, you're going to get an ARC break. You realize that you clean a clean by sitting and looking fixedly at a PC who hasn't got anything to say. When you sit silent and look at a PC, you clean a clean. PC has got nothing to say. You understand? You've said, has anything been suppressed? And he said, yeah, I suppressed all the instructors, you know, whatever. And then he sits there. He's answered the questions, you understand? You sit there and you look at him silently, you say nothing, so forth. He, after a while, all of a sudden gets the idea, maybe he still expects me to talk. So I'll look for another suppress. Let me see, what suppress or so forth? Well, I guess not. I don't know. What's this guy doing to me? I don't know. Alan anymore answers the question. Well, he's in a horrible position because he doesn't really have a question. And yet the auditor, by sitting silent, implies that he's got to answer something. Do you understand? And that is not cutting itza, that is cleaning cleans. And when you start practicing this, sit still and look at the PC and don't make sure the PC's got a question, the PC's answering the question, you're not doing anything for the PC. Well, what are you doing? You're cleaning cleans. Supposing you said on a meter, in this session, has anything been suggested? You didn't get any read. That needle was smooth as glass. And then you said to the PC, hey, you heard the question. Had a read here. Oh, the PC's going to try to answer that. Only, of course, he hasn't got anything to answer. And then you just sit there and look at the PC. Well, you can watch a PC ARC break on a clean clean. Well, you can also clean a clean and make a PC ARC break just by sitting there looking at the PC. Look, develop a sensitivity. Develop a sensitivity. Know when the PC's got something to say, and know when the PC hasn't got anything to say, and act accordingly as an auditor. How do you develop that sensitivity? That's up to you. I'm just the critic around here. Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of those demonstrations. I'm very happy to have those demonstrations. I see what weak points are showing up. The last two demonstrations I've looked over here, I see about where we've gone. I see about what the score is with regard to this, and I'm very happy to be able to give a hand and straighten this out. Basic auditing is usually the cause of no progress. Basic auditing is corny, no progress. Yet you look at techniques and that sort of thing to give you progress. You look at case analysis to give you progress. Well, actually, case analysis and techniques can get nowhere when basic auditing is out. If you want to see results in your PC, get your basic auditing in flawlessly, perfectly, right straight down the groove. Basic auditing, able to handle model session, able to handle a meter, able to handle a comm cycle, snap, 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 able to handle these various things. And you will see then that you can apply a technique. But in the absence of basic auditing, you cannot apply a technique. So therefore, the technique appears not to work. So you ask for a new technique for this PC. Doesn't need a new technique. Needs a technique applied with good basic auditing. That's why I have these demonstrations, and that's why I tie into you the way I have. I still love you. Thank you very much. Good night.